Hello, Marco Werman here, host of the daily public radio news program, The World. Each week on the show, we feature really cool music from all over the globe. And every Friday, we share it here with you on our Global Hit podcast. Here are some of our stories from this week. When it comes to your parents, the desire to become a filmmaker may be slightly more acceptable than the desire to be a working musician. In countries like Sudan, where hard work comes first, a young aspiring singer earned the nickname Crazy Sarah when she announced to her family her plans to pursue music. Didn't matter, she formed a band anyway. Today, she is Al Sarah, and her band is the Nubatones. And the music Al Sarah and the Nubatones make combines some of the retropop from Sudan's Nubia region and Arabic influences from Sarah's time spent in Morocco. Two different parts of Africa that Al Sarah and the Nubatones have woven skillfully together. Al Sarah and the Nubatones are now based in Brooklyn. In many respects, that's a long way from home in Sudan. Her parents were politically active there and had to leave when a coup destabilized the country. At least in Brooklyn, they're in a peaceful setting, and Al Sarah can focus on her music. Now, the international artists we've introduced you to on The World over the years are mostly ecstatic to get spotlighted for a new audience. William Onyebor actually shunned the spotlight. We were never able to interview the Nigerian singer, songwriter, and innovator. He didn't travel a lot, stayed mostly in his home of Enugu in southeastern Nigeria. He was so private, some Nigerians didn't even believe William Onyebor actually existed. But he did. Today we learned that he has died in his sleep at home in Nigeria. Here's what we do know about Onyebor. He released a series of killer electronic funk albums between 1977 and 1985, sounds that now feel like they were years ahead of their time. 9 albums in total, all released by Onyebor himself through his personal pressing plant in Nigeria. Over time, these records would soar in value and get widely bootlegged until David Byrne's boutique record label, Luwaka Bob, struck a deal with Onyebor and released the music to a global audience a couple of years ago. That's how I and a lot of us got to know the music of William Onyebor. I want to realize, man, the way I feel in me.
How do you feel?
I want to realize, we men, the way I feel in me.
William Onyebor never promoted his music, and by the time Luwaka Bop put the music out, he had become a born-again Christian. Onyebor turned his back on the music biz, partly why he wasn't interested in speaking with us. But one person he did speak to was Eric Wells. He's a label manager at Luwaka Bop. So in 2013, I spoke with Eric Wells about his one-week, somewhat bizarre visit with William Onyebor in Enugu.
Much of what we did was spend time together watching Christian television, Nigerian Christian television. This Nigerian prophet called T.B. Joshua. The town of Enugu is heavily evangelical, so everyone in this town is basically born-again Christian. And when you go around town, if you meet someone somewhere, also most likely ask you if you've been born again.
Given how little we know about William Onyebor, what do we do with this album of amazing music without that context?
I think you should just listen and enjoy and take time to listen. I mean, you feel that there's a kind of a rigid structure in a way, but then it's incredibly free.
Eric Wells of Luwaka Bop Records speaking about Nigerian musician William Onyebor
Onyebor died Monday at the age of 70. A lot of people are feeling the now imminent departure of Barack Obama. We want to close out the show today noting how spot on the president's musical taste was these past 8 years. Hamilton, the musical, was basically workshopped at the White House. Paul McCartney sang Michelle to Michelle in the East Room. And since 2008, Obama's kept some pretty fresh playlists. Last summer, he shared two of them, one for day and one for night. They included a lot of surprises. Manu Chao from Spain and Caetano Veloso from Brazil, for example. Well, once you leave office, Mr. President, you'll have a lot more time on your hands. So if you like Manu Chao and Caetano Veloso, allow me to suggest, sir, that you'll probably like Chicano Batman from Los Angeles. After all, Entertainment Weekly said they're a blend of Brazilian tropicalia and lavish 60s psych groove. You've got an open heart, so you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize. Track, Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm. Not a bad piece of post-presidential advice either. Now you play your part, you're along for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence, yeah, you realize. You've been listening to the world's Global Hit Podcast. To find out more about our program and other news and culture features, head over to PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.